together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The following program contains material intended for mature listeners only.
Catherine.
Yeah, man, what's up?
You ever get, like, so stoned that you, like, leave the thing in the thing?
Oh, like, and then you can't find the thing because you're like, I don't know where I put the thing.
Greg, you ever get so stoned that you fart? You just fart.
Yeah.
You're just so stoned.
Yeah. You ever get so stoned that you feel like a Halloween pumpkin full of jello?
Yes. Yes. Oh. You ever get so stoned that you like look at paper?
You ever get so stoned and like you go to the bathroom and you like start running the shower
yeah, and then you take a shower.
Yeah. You ever do that?
So stoned. Yeah. You ever get so stoned you call someone on the phone?
Yeah.
Be like, hey man,
I'm stoned. So stoned.
And we are so mature.
We're also so stoned. Yeah. Much pagan.
Oh man.
I gotta go fuck him.
That was me and my girlfriend last night.
Speaking of girlfriends, Greg's my boyfriend now.
No. Absolutely not.
Hello everybody, welcome to Art Star Scene Radio. I'm Face Boy, I'm back!
Yeah, and I'm Face Girl, and I'm still here. With us in the studio, we have Dr. Kinsey.
Hello.
So I'm in the room with my fiancé and my boyfriend.
Absolutely not.
Wait, but you unengaged us.
No, but we're still engaged.
Yeah.
I'm still marrying you.
I think she can do both, but no, absolutely not.
Yeah. Just because we're not engaged on Facebook doesn't mean we're not engaged in real life.
No.
Okay, no. You can explain that to me some other time. Yeah. Or now.
Yeah. So you and I are still engaged. We're just not public about it on Facebook because it doesn't say I'm single. It just says nothing.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. I got a nothing too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer it.
Yeah.
You know.
Mystery.
Much like the Beatles, I don't want anybody to know if I'm in a relationship or not because it'll ruin my brand. You know, like the one I'm in with Greg.
No. There's absolutely no way. No.
Yeah, today he's like, you know, I'm not even your boyfriend. I don't have to do this shit. I'm like, you are now.
She's like, come over after the thing. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. She's like, you have to. I'm like, no, I don't.
But he does, right?
No, absolutely. I do not have to do anything I don't want to do.
Tell him he does.
No, because you used to pull that shit on me.
All right, you know what? Oh. I hate when my boyfriend and my fiance get in a room together. This is what happens.
Folks, if you're new to the show, we play the ass party game. Anytime we say ass, take a little sip of something. Not a shot, because we say ass a lot. Maybe if you don't like alcohol, take a puff of weed. What the hell was that?
You ever get so stoned, you...
That was probably our stupidest cold open.
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. They're all pretty stupid.
Last
time it was love feels like poopy farts. Mm. That was a pretty good one. For stupid.
That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
If you're not into any kind of drugs, maybe your thing is Stormy Leather.
No. I mean, yes. She's not coming, right? I'm wearing pajamas because I know she's not coming. That's how certain I am she's not coming. I'll
so
take
every
my fucking
time
bra off.
Say ass, if you're not into drugs, what do?
You say, hey, who's that girl over there?
Oh, Jesus. You get so stupid when I just say her name.
You started this.
You're pink again.
I am not pink.
I sent her a picture. I was working 2 weeks ago. I was working a party. And last week I was in Cold Spring, but I did manage to call in. Listen to last week's episode. It was absurd and fun. I sent Face Girl a picture of Stormy getting ready, getting her costume. So I figured it was like, 20 minutes before the show. She'd have time to recover. Show starts. This was the cold opening. Oh, God.
Yeah.
She was blonde. There was like so much dead air.
Yeah.
In the very beginning of the show.
That was on purpose.
Blonde.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You were also just there like saying, we're going to do a Stormy Leather thing. And then while you were doing it, which was like a planned thing, you were getting like nervous.
No, I wasn't.
You were.
That's not true.
We say asshole, take two sips or...
Actually go over and meet her, but make eye contact the whole time because she's naked.
If we say ass fuck, three sips or...
Just cry.
Just
cry yourself to sleep.
The ultimate form of affection, sobbing.
Yeah, did you get that link I sent you? Speaking of sobbing, did you get that?
I did not open that link.
Yeah, don't open anything she sends you.
Do you want to hear it? It's pretty fucked up.
Sure. No.
Sure.
No, I don't think.
Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah, sure.
It's like really fucked up.
Well, then I'll hear it.
All right.
I'm not going to watch it on my phone.
We're not allowed to laugh at it.
No.
But it's fucked up.
It's depressing.
It's very depressing.
Did you jack to it?
Greg was over, so...
No.
But also, I wouldn't.
Happy Angel? I'm not fucking happy.
Why not, sweetie?
I'm not fucking happy. Do you think I want to be fucking like this? Do you think I want this? This is what I am. This is what I fucking am.
You proud?
No. No. Oh. No, I hate myself. No. I hate everything I am. I hate myself.
Your daddy's proud of you, I bet.
No. 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 No, proud. No.
This guy's gross.
Oh, shit. Fuck you.
Now that would be good. That was a pretty good line.
Yeah. I knew that was coming up because it's really hard to watch.
Yeah,
Greg really and I watched it a million times debating whether...
No, you watched it a million times.
With Greg.
While I was debating, in the room.
Debating whether it was like, whether he was being wrong or not.
Yeah, well, I think the whole shoot was wrong. As soon as she started sobbing, they should have stopped.
Well, I think that this particular brand of porn is that type.
Well,
they want them to cry.
Well, that's awful.
It is awful.
Yeah, I'm not
into
it.
It's its own brand. It's its own type of porn. But the question was like the actual, because right before she says fuck you and I'll fuck you in your ass, and then he says the strap online, and then they say take his fuck him with his own dick. There's a moment where he grabs her arms. And, like, I think he's just grabbing her arms because she's hitting him. And he thinks that, like, it was, like, kind of rapey.
I didn't say that he wasn't doing that. I said that from a casual observer who's not dissecting it like you would do.
It wasn't
It would look mildly rapey. No, you were, like, you were taking it frame by frame like JFK was assassinated on this shot.
I believe that.
I was like,
and you can
see it's two cocks coming from opposite directions.
Out and through the back of the head. Yeah. Out. And through the back of the head.
It works. It works.
Say the secret word. You get some whoppers.
Whoppers?
Yeah, whoppers.
Pegging. Butt stuff. Anal. Analingus. Cunnilingus. Penetration.
You like whoppers.
I don't know what whoppers are.
I know Greg does, too.
They're malted.
Reaching for
are they malted?
Malted milk balls.
Ugh, let me try one and see if I want to get the secret word. I don't think I like it.
No.
Boogers.
But the question is, why do I have leftover Halloween candy? What is wrong with the kids in my building? I got like...
Oh, they didn't want to come down to the creepy apartment in the basement?
No. I brought a basket of Halloween candy upstairs into the lobby. Happy Halloween from the Hall family, apartment 1F.
Eat this and you'll turn gay. The and rumors
it was,
are
it
true.
Was good stuff. It was like the Reese's, the ones that they have for Halloween where they use like better peanut butter or something.
Yeah, the pumpkins.
Do they
right?
really?
Yes, they do.
They use better peanut butter or it's just better because of the shape?
No. It's just the shape.
It's just the shape.
My girlfriend says they use better peanut butter and I trust her.
I think it's psychological.
Yeah.
And Kit Kats and Hershey's and, you know, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring us the Whoppers?
That's all that's left, is what he's saying.
No, there were some Reese's left.
Oh,
there was
you didn't bring us the good stuff.
No, I brought those up to Cold Spring.
Of course.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm glad I ruined your blowjob.
You so ruined that blowjob.
I made it better.
So, like.
More memorable.
Yeah.
You'll never forget that blowjob. Pus. Pus. Pus.
It's terrible. I mean, I finally get an on air blowjob. We're in Cold Spring, beautiful right. house. She's in classic blowjob. You know, I'm sitting on the couch. She's on her knees. That's, you know, hot, classic blowjob.
Harvey Weinstein.
I've never Harveyed anyone.
No, that was just what I said.
That's what she said to make you not enjoy your blowjob.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, what was the third one? There was a third one.
Woody Allen was in there.
Woody Allen, Harvey Weinstein. There was Woody also Allen. Puss. And I can't remember. There was another one.
No, there was way more than
and,
that.
And after 20 minutes, I tried to fake an orgasm. I went, okay, that was it.
No.
And Abby was like, what the fuck? Yeah. I've had sex with you. I know that is not your or anyone's orgasm.
This is my impersonation of your fake orgasm.
That was what you did.
It was my old like, okay, I'm done now. That was lovely. Thank you. Followed by handshaking.
When I'm a kid, if someone has a basket of really good candies, fucking handful in the bag.
Yeah.
You know, these kids are like, oh, I'll take three.
Yeah, the kids are polite
today. To
be today.
Fair.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's all to be kids fair. Today?
Oh, yeah. Even like, yeah, all kids have been like, it's a whole new generation where like we're taught not to bully and all this other stuff. And part of that is being nice to everybody and only taking your share.
Handful. Handful and in the bag quickly enough. So if your parents are like, hey, that's too much. Or if the other person, well, it's already, you know, mixed in, you know.
I don't know what I put in.
Yeah.
I used to
shake
take
the bag a little bit.
I used to take a pillowcase.
And you wouldn't even wear a costume. You didn't even deserve it.
Yeah, that one year I just had a poster board that said I did not know what to be.
Yeah.
We used to go around our neighborhood twice when we had a really fancy neighborhood that were like not fancy but like middle class, but like they used to bus people in that was so good for trick-or-treating. People from like poor neighborhoods would be bused into our neighborhood, and I would fill up the pillowcase, go home, dump it out, then go out again with an empty pillowcase.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't take more than our share, but we went twice.
That's more than your share.
That's kind of more than your share. Yeah,
but we
by definition.
I did the legwork because I had to walk around twice. Thank you
very
much. All
right, Eric Trump. you heard about that, right?
No, but it's still funny.
Okay. Yeah, he like posted on Twitter. First off, he spelt two wrong. T-O. He meant T-O-O.
Oh. Well, he's just bad at grammar then.
Yeah, but he also said something like, I don't know what it was. Like, here's our candy. I don't know if I should, like, give it away to prove why cap communism doesn't. I don't fucking know. Something obnoxious.
Thanks for teaching me that.
No, fuck you. Well, you're done. Supposed to just know what it was.
Well done, face girl.
Oh, my God. No, it was funny. And I'm going to look it up. But it was, like, some bullshit how he was basically using his daughter to, like, make Halloween political. And it was sleazy.
Yeah. Well, I feel like every
socialism, not communism.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Similar, but different. But yeah.
No, they're not.
I'm going to take half of Chloe's candy tonight and give it to some kid who sat at home. It's never too early to teach her about socialism. T.O. early. And let's see. There's some really hilarious responses. But my favorite, I think, was, well, a lot of them. But Zach Braff was really good. Oh, man. I'm just going to have to pick one at random. You mean the candies that she got for free out of the goodness of strangers' hearts? The no strings attached candy that she received from strangers? It's all pretty much the same, but there were some good ones. Imagine seeing your beautiful girl on Halloween and thinking, oh, I can use this to tweet about why sharing is bad. My man, socialism was her getting that free candy in the first place. You taking half for reasons she can't understand is capitalism. It's not how socialism...
How's that capitalism?
Who knows, man? They're just angry people.
No, that's fascism.
Yes.
I think me going around the block twice to get twice as much candy is also fascism. Not
it's not fascism. How's it fascism?
Well, I'm being militant and I'm taking more than my share.
Oh, no.
But yeah.
Weed smokers have 20% more sex, a new study shows.
No.
Yes.
Is it because they can't remember the first time and then...
Dude.
Yeah, is this like self-report? You ever get so high, you forgot you just had sex, so you have it again.
Do it again.
It lasted so long. I'm going to report that it was 10 hours.
I want to know who's out there. Is it Stormy? So much going on.
There is someone behind the door talking.
I told you that I did not secretly set up for Stormy Leather to be on the show this week.
I believe it. That's why I'm in pajamas.
She is in pajamas, and she said she was doing it in protest.
Yeah.
I know when I started smoking weed, I started to have more sex.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because you were cooler?
Because I was 10.
Slut.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have more. Is it like... Wait, is it just people who smoke, like those who smoke poke?
Yes, those who smoke poke.
Okay.
And that might be the name of this episode.
Yeah.
Those who smoke.
Oak.
Poke. I got poked last night.
Yeah, you did. None of that, Stormy. She would open the door more elegantly and float in like an angel in beautiful red heels. It's all fact.
Cutting glass with her face as she goes by.
Yeah. A beautiful feature. What is all this noise?
I don't know.
It's like the Rat King is in the walls.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
Greg, do you smoke weed?
I do not.
Do you have a lot of sex?
I do not.
But I also don't have a lot of sex.
Well, if I'm in a relationship, then I'll have a lot of sex.
Like the one we're in?
The one that is absolutely not happening. I was in a 6-year relationship and we probably had sex like every day, maybe 2 or 3 times. But
for the whole 6 years, it never.
There's times when there. Yeah, right, pretty
but
much.
In general,
yeah,
good.
I mean, that being said, I don't like actively pursue sex constantly.
Me either.
It's just
one of you is lying and the other one is telling the truth. Which door
the other
should
one
I open?
Is Greg.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Although Greg, you're always flirting with ladies. Like you came to my karaoke and you left with a gal.
I walked her home.
Yeah.
I didn't like, you know. So I mean, I actually don't flirt. I only flirt when someone flirts with me. I never instigate flirting. I feel that it's a power dynamic thing that I don't want to deal with.
What? Well,
yeah, like we're in a society, we're a sexist society, where men have so much power that like I'm exploiting it when I'm like pushing on a person with a bunch of flirting that they don't want. So I'll only flirt. I may say something lightly flirty, and if they don't say something flirty back, I'm done.
Toby said that to get laid.
Yeah, exactly.
This would never get me laid. I've had this conversation.
My phone is ringing
many
off the
times.
Hook for all the women who want to sleep with you.
Like half my female friends, including ones who are professional feminists, say that I am wrong, but I don't care.
You're probably wrong.
Yeah, probably.
I like how you blame society for your sexist remarks.
Wait, what? How is that sexist?
In a sexist society, I'm about to. Here's a hot take. I'm about to give you some sexism.
So, yeah, we were discussing earlier that whenever somebody says hot take, they're just trying to say, I have an unpopular opinion, but it's basically justifying them being terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's so there have been so many politicians and people in power in Hollywood that have been accused of sexual misconduct.
Not now. I'm trying to come.
That. Fuck you. Fuck you. That was it.
Nice.
Coffee.
So to make things easier, I compiled a list of people who have not been
creeps.
Been creeps.
Yet.
And here it is. Tom Hanks. That's it.
No, yeah.
That's so funny that you should say that.
I just watched a. I've been saying all week that if the only person that would really upset me if I found out if they were in had
like, Tom Hanks
is Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
America's Grandpa cannot be that way.
No,
it's not acceptable. I will lose faith in all humanity.
And like in my newsfeed today, there was something like Tom Hanks accused of, and I'm like, what?
No,
but I didn't click on it because I was like, oh, I don't trust this site. So then I had to do a search while he was like freaking out. Tom. But Tom.
I looked it up, and it's actually him talking about how he thinks it's abhorrent. It has nothing to do with him being bad. Well, then that's good.
Alabama.
Roy Moore.
Who's that?
Senatorial candidate from Alabama.
The 14-year-old, right?
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, four awful. Teenagers.
Awful.
Wait, four teenagers?
Yes, four different teenagers have come forward.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
for Roy Moore from Alabama. Always got to say it like I know. Like Tom Hanks. In Forrest Gump.
Yeah, yeah.
Alabama.
I've got knowledge on at least one pedo and then definitely one rapist that I'm hoping is going to come out soon. I'm not going to say it now, but I'll tell you guys as soon as we get off air.
Oh, you have so many.
You told me already.
I told you the pedo is, but I didn't tell you who the rapist is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but hopefully that person gets some. I won't even give a hint as to why it would be so wonderful to see them go down for it. But I'll tell you as soon as we're off air.
Okay.
Thanks.
I've reason to believe it's in the horizon.
Do you think that if you came forward now, as opposed to a week ago, it would have a weaker impact? Because like today it came out about George Takei, and I don't know if I'm waiting. The jury's out on this one.
But what came out about him?
That 36 years ago, some guy came home with him, and he said he passed out. And when he woke up, George was pulling his pants down, trying to get into his underwear.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's not okay.
And I love George Takei.
But he was definitely trying to get into his underwear. He wasn't like getting him more comfortable to sleep, right?
Could have been. I mean, with Takei, I'm just not buying it.
Well, it's interesting because people that you love makes it harder for you to believe. I regretfully took me too long to believe the Cosby thing. Like when I was told, I was like, no, not Cosby. And then I thought about it. I'm like, the only reason why I'm saying that is I associate his character from TV and with him. And that's not fair because he's not his character from TV. And even though he wrote most of that, he's not his persona when he's doing comedy. He's a terrible person. And I have to like distance myself from that. Like, well, I still like that old TV show. I can't enjoy it the same way I did one a long time ago, but now it's a different person and I can pretend it's a different person in my head.
Well, okay, with George, about a month ago he was on the Howard Stern show and they were talking about the Weinstein stuff and you know, this is when it was first starting to build. And Stern asked him, well, have you ever done anything inappropriate like that? And he said something along the lines of, when he was in his home and not in a power position, he may have made like the first move by, you know, touching a little bit.
By what?
Touching a little bit.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Now that's just making a first move. You know, you come home with somebody from a bar. You know, someone's got to do something.
I mean,
I feel like that was his way of kind of admitting, maybe without giving all the details.
Well, no, I think that this person who's accusing him, it's possible that he was listening to that interview and he's like, I know how to get my name in the papers.
I don't know. I feel like that might happen occasionally. But I feel like most of the time people don't want that kind of attention. Like it makes it because George Takei has a huge fan base with Star Trek people, and you don't know who you're going to work for in the future that's going to be mad at you for outing George Takei. George Takei is beloved. Like I don't think most people wouldn't do that. I don't think.
Yeah, but well, I think I'm now you can out people.
I'm going to wait. Yeah, if more people come forward and seem credible, then you know I will concede that the lovable George Takei, but if it's just this one guy from 36 years ago who admitted he was drunk, so does he even remember properly? Maybe he was. Maybe Takei was just trying to get him comfortable. Maybe it never happened at all.
Yeah, like I would wonder, did they have a situation? Like, did they have like a, hey, what are you doing? Or, you know, was that the end of it? He was just fiddling with his pants and then they didn't hook up, or they did?
According to the guy, that was it.
Okay. Yeah. Could be anything. Mm-hmm.
Really?
That one's too murky.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not.
As of right now, but like Louis C.K. was murky until just this week.
Well, I mean, at the same time, I think I truly believe that he did that before he admitted it and before they had the article.
No, I believed it for months.
Yeah.
Or years, or however long ago I found out about it first.
I believed it, and I think it's a really bad thing. I think maybe, I don't know. I think it's a bad thing. I think he handled it better than most people have been handling it.
By basically saying, yeah, I did it, and yeah, I'm remorseful.
By saying, I did it, I'm really sorry. I understand that even though I asked for consent, there's a power dynamic, and that's why. Yeah,
and it's
so
impossible
awful.
To give consent when you're like with a person who can change your career. Because, and also one of them, I'm pretty sure, and I don't know if this is in the article, has said that like before she even answered yes, he started pulling his dick out. So.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Yeah. Nope. He thought that she gave consent, kind of thing. But she didn't even respond yet because she was just in shock that he would ask such a thing.
Yeah, and then like the comics, those two girls were like, well, we thought he was joking.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, if you're
because I would be like, oh, yeah, sure, do it. And then if you did it, I'd be like, oh, you meant that.
Yeah, yeah, especially like you're comedians. Like, hey, come back. We'll hang out. We're comedians. Let's
want to touch my dick?
Hey, no, he didn't even ask them to touch his dick. Do you mind if I whip my dick out? And that's not. And then he would. and then he'd be like, flop, flump. And then like he'd start masturbating. Like that's like real weird, dude.
Yeah,
real weird.
Once in a bar, Moby did what we call a tater tot.
What is
the Moby? The tater tot is when you just casually take like the tip of your penis out of your jeans and walk around and no one notices. No one fucking notices that your dick is out.
But that's just being goofy.
Is that a horrible thing?
As of right now, it probably is sexual assault.
I mean, it depends on like, I don't know. That one's funny.
It's funny, but as of right now, I think everything, that's
is
the thing.
Is it
like,
funny?
No, it is funny. How is it not funny? The tater tot, all those dick games, like the snowman, the scarf. Like I have video of my friend doing all of these things.
Of course you do.
That I made when I was a teen.
Of course you did.
We were both in high school and he's like, hey, look at this trick. And I have it on camera.
You were sexually assaulted.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And by camera, I mean I used my iPhone.
Uh-huh. So all the people in the bar were potentially sexually assaulted that one night in the 90s when Moby did it to a tater tot.
Apparently. It's unsolicited. But also, like, here's another thing. Like, these things that are wrong are very wrong now. They weren't as wrong when they happened.
I don't agree with that. They were just as wrong. We didn't admit that they were wrong.
They were the way things were. Like, if you got
it, doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it any more right.
But it was just common. Like, it was the way people acted. Like, it was totally okay to get a girl drunk to sleep with her.
No,
now it's rape. Now we know that it's rape.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah, so maybe they weren't educated. Maybe they were ignorant. But that doesn't mean what they did was right.
No, it was wasn't never right. Yeah. It was just like slavery was never right. Just like racism has never been right. Segregation was never right. But it was the way it was at some time.
Sure.
At some point in time, it was normal. Normalized, at least.
I feel like I might have just done some damage to Moby.
Oh, no.
You probably did. No, I think he's fine. I think that's a joke. I think a lot of people do it.
Yeah, I think people would recognize that as poor taste more than... I mean, that's indecent exposure at best.
Also, do you remember my problem with the troll?
And no one noticed. That's the whole thing about the tater tot.
Yeah.
No one ever notices. It's weird.
It's also the difference between an erection and a flaccid penis. Like, remember when the troll situation?
Yes.
The only thing that upset me when the troll exposed himself to me is that he was hard. Because that's what made it weird.
I think that the weird part of that to me is that that's the only thing that upset you.
Yeah.
Maybe
that guy is the worst.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
But I thought it was like a joke. I thought it was funny. I thought it was whatever. And then when it was hard, I'm like, okay, this is fucking weird. Why are you hard? That's weird.
It's a power play thing. He probably was hard every time you put up a post on your Facebook.
Go on. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, every time someone got mad, he probably got super hard.
Apparently, yeah. He's just always walking around with a hard on.
Yeah, I guess so.
Probably a little creeper. If you're listening, call in. The number is 718.
It is that time.
928-9732.
718-928-9732. This is for the creeper only.
Or anyone who wants to give us their hot take.
Yeah, their hot take.
It is the halfway point.
What?
Time for our top 10 list.
Oh, shit.
I was originally going to do top 10 Charles Schulz, because I watched the Peanuts mm-hmm. Halloween special. Mm-hmm. So I was going to do top 10 Charles Schulz that could be porn. Nothing to work with there.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, except
once,
for Peanuts.
Once he started doing yeah, that's it. But, you know, once he started doing Peanuts, he did that and that only. He mm-hmm. didn't have any other side projects.
What was he only doing before Peanuts. That?
He did a couple of other strips.
And no, didn't he do something that was like unexpected, or was that Seuss?
He invented the vacuum cleaner.
Who?
Seuss?
No. Schulz?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
But,
I was like, no, wait. No.
Hold up. Is
Hoover
Dr. Seuss,
invented the vacuum cleaner.
Did Dr. Seuss do Nazi propaganda or anti-Nazi propaganda?
I don't know.
He did anti-Nazi propaganda.
Okay.
And he was hired by...
The snork says Nazis are bad.
He was hired by... He was in the army and he was a cartoonist for the military.
Okay.
Also, he did a lot of his stuff before... His children's work is more risque, and actually a lot of his anti-Nazi propaganda stuff is pretty funny and fun. So
let's have a laugh.
Let's have a laugh. Making fun of them Nazis.
Yeah, the only thing I could find for Charles Schulz was, that's a hoe, Charlie Brown.
Oh, shit. Lucy. Just kidding.
So.
It's Peppermint Patty.
So while I was looking up Charlie's, it's Charlie Chaplin. Top 10 Charlie Chaplin movies or shorts. That could be porn. Where's the music?
Oh, Jesus. Right.
Thank you, face girl.
Damn.
Were you thinking about Stormy Leather?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, now she is.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit. It was 2:46 in the morning and I started to think of her.
I was going to dress up today, even put on some makeup, but I'm glad I knew you were a liar.
I didn't lie. I said she was not going to be here. Is she
full
here?
Of beans. You were full of beans.
I said she was not going to be here, especially at 7:40. Number 10, obviously, The Tramp had to be on the list.
Yeah. It is what it sounds
That's
like.
That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I think that one's good.
Number 9, In the Park.
Nice.
Dogging.
I definitely watched that.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those ones where they walk out and they flash in the park a bunch of times and then they have sex behind the tree.
Yeah.
Number 7. I'm not picturing something way more fucked up than that. That's exactly what I was picturing.
Let's hear it.
No.
Yes.
No, it's, you know, that public slave stuff. Whatevs.
Whatevs.
You know, just slaves in public, whatever.
Not like slaves, like you know, like that kind of, like sex slaves. Like
BDSM sex.
Yeah.
Number 7, Easy Street.
Streak or street?
Street.
Street.
Easy Street.
Red Light District.
Of course. Number 6, The Hooker.
Nope. Moved it to number 6, thinking I wouldn't be able to figure it out.
Number 6. This one's just, something feels gross about this one. Between Showers.
Oh.
They need to take a shower after the porn.
Oh, man.
That's not what she's thinking.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm thinking a lot of dirty things, but I would also like to bring up that I saw a show called Escorts, and, like, most of the documentary is women in the bathtub washing the cum off their tits and face.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm thinking of. Like, the worst thing between showers, it's like prostitution is between showers.
Mm. Anything you have to do, anything you have a shower before and after, that's going to be some creepy shit.
Yeah. But between showers makes me think of like that fucked up stuff where like guys or girls will get really gross to see if people will hook up with them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brazzers.
Number 5. What's that?
Brazzers.
Yeah, it's a website full of gross porn.
Somebody put it on my Facebook once. I had no idea what it was, and then I clicked on it. And I'm like, oh god, Brazzers. I've seen the dark side of the internet.
Brazzers,
right?
S, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't just write that down.
No.
No.
For research.
No, he was just wiggling his finger with a pen in it.
Number 5, 20 Minutes of Love.
Oh man, this is all about prostitution.
Yeah, these are
everything makes me think of prostitution.
These ones are all sad. Sad porn.
Sad porn.
Sad porn. Number four, creeper hard on.
Nope. Not even trying.
Number four, triple trouble.
Nice.
It's just a giant alliterative porn. All the dialogue is like all starts with T's. They just keep speaking.
Oh my god, I would love to see alliteration in porn. Yeah. You know what? There's not enough alliteration in porn.
There really isn't.
This is my hot take.
Captain, come.
A giant, like, poetic alliterative porn.
Is it an iambic pentameter?
Number three, Tilly's punctured romance.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
What do you? I was just thinking, like, when you put a pin in a condom. What were you thinking?
Same. But I certainly wasn't thinking about like really fucked up pink socks or like rupturing the lining of anything.
All right.
That's not what I was thinking.
Before you, I didn't know what a pink sock was.
Google it.
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't wanna.
Number two, his trysting place.
Well, that's just masturbation.
That is a fisting in the alliterative porn.
Uh-oh.
And they can't say fisting, so they have to call it trysting.
And the number one Charlie Chaplin film or short.
This tryst thrust.
That could be porn. The nut.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Here are the ones that didn't make the list. I get down near esophagus. The Adventurer, wouldn't make it. 1 a.m., Making a Living, Those Love Pangs, Marble's Strange Predicament, Mabel's Strange Predicament, His Favorite Pastime, and Cruel, Cruel Love.
I think we did that. I think you didn't include that intentionally.
Because I didn't want to know.
You didn't want to know.
Did not.
You had no
know.
Idea puncture was going to do what it did.
No, I didn't. I thought it was clearly pin in a condom.
Yeah.
I'm just upset none of them were musical porns.
There's got to be.
Oh, no, in real life there are. I just didn't think any of those titles matched a musical porn.
What do you mean?
There's an Alice in Wonderland musical porn.
There's a Wizard of Oz musical porn.
Yeah. But I didn't think that that any of these titles sounded like musicals.
What was the song I came up with?
I don't remember.
You tossed a
gift bag full of poop in the trash can, and then you said something like that in the song.
I know. It was so good. Porn, the musical.
About a week ago, and lots of stuff to catch up on, because I haven't been here for 2 weeks. So Allie finally got fixed. That's my cat.
Yeah, that's what happens when people fuck with me.
Oh, because your online thing with Lucille?
What?
You were going back and forth.
No, because she pissed on my thing.
That's
why
right.
She got fixed. That's why you don't have a hoodie.
Oh, yeah. I still don't have that.
I know
hoodie.
You don't.
Did you take it?
No, remember?
You took it.
No, remember?
No, you took it, didn't you?
No, I really didn't.
You took it.
I don't have to. The universe does my dirty work. You're looking. It's not here. I don't have it. That guy really took it, and that's the best part. The best part is anytime Faceboy fucks with me, the world fucks with Faceboy back. So that's why his cat got fixed.
Hmm. No, she had an infection and she had to be fixed.
Where do you think she got it? No, I didn't give it to her. I don't have to actively do anything. Then I'd be the problem.
I think you're the problem anyway.
You're the problem.
So the reason it took whatever it was, two, three years, is because my mother is in love with this cat.
Uh-huh.
And she finds the idea of any kind of surgery just traumatizing, frightening. She'd say, but she isn't broken. And I'm like, she's pissing on stuff.
She's broken.
I mean, just remind her that fixing animals prevents cancer.
Yeah, that doesn't work with her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Getting cancer. Like, she'll say it like that. Like,
what'd she say?
She's cancer.
Wait, what?
Cancer.
It's exactly. Just cancer?
No, not just cancer. Just cancer.
I love your pigeon lady. I love that she thought she was a pigeon. So yeah, it was an infection in the end. It wasn't just what you said with the...
So it had to be... So she had to be fixed to clear up the infection. It was a uterine.
And Catherine thinks that infection was caused by karma.
Yes, it was.
and not just random happenstance.
Also known as karma.
So I get her home the next day. She is so super affectionate. Like, she's getting under my arm. She's, you know, she's like...
So she's been rolling. Fixed.
She's just like going just so, so... And so when I call the vet, you know, I mentioned that this is unusual behavior. And he said, well, it's probably just because she's feeling good. Don't worry about it. And then I looked at the fucking drugs that she got.
And then you took them.
She was high as fuck.
Do you have any left?
They gave her morphine.
Do you have any left?
They didn't send her home with it.
Oh.
It was when she was there.
Bastards.
Because like now she's normal Allie.
Tell him she needs more. Fiend.
So the vet, oh, she's probably just feeling good. And I assumed it was, you know, because she's home and she doesn't have an infection anymore.
It's the polite way of doctors use to say, oh, we drugged her.
We gave her the good shit.
They gave her the good shit.
Yeah.
I don't think my girl was on morphine when I got her back.
No. Well, these are fancy vets.
Mm-hmm.
It was like almost $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Mine was a lot less because I went through a guy who has like an animal rescue.
I could have gotten it done for $5 at the ASPCA because he's a rescue.
Mm-hmm.
$5, I think you have to prove. Oh, no, free, I think you have to prove something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, they do the works. Not, you know, and mom, you know, she's crazy about this.
What's
cat.
The works when you pick somebody?
Like that new car smell.
Yeah. We sent your cat is now scented.
Her farts will smell like unicorns.
Yes, and her hair cuts itself now. There's nano machines.
She'll never have dandruff.
No, your cat is new and better.
Each fiber of hair will be replaced with silk, pure silk.
The longer we do this, the creepier it gets.
Give us your pets.
Next week, if I remember, I'll bring the bills.
Yeah.
The breakdown. Like how did getting a cat fixed cost almost $1,000?
Yeah. Well, we had to put new rotors on there and
there was like five cat masseuses massaging the cat the whole time.
I wanna go there.
Alabama.
All right, give us a hint.
Oh yeah, it's time for a hint.
A whopper of a hint.
I could give an unfair hint where you would win right away.
Mm. Ooh, I want to know what it is after.
That's her favorite kind of hint.
Yeah. I love privilege when it helps me. It's not true, guys. Don't hate me.
Okay, stranger.
Glory Hole.
Ding, 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 ding.
You know what's awesome about that?
What?
Tell us what you're going to say that I would have.
Jacqueline.
Oh, yes. She's a Glory Hole addict, you know? She died here doing what she loves.
Okay.
I mean, I did, you know, because I am her. It's true.
There's your Whoppers.
Oh, man. Are they? What are these? Do
Malted
I like Walters?
Balls.
Walters. They call them Walters. Well,
let's be fair. You're going to put balls in your mouth and you're going to like it.
That was my boyfriend, everyone.
No. Absolutely not. There is no way in hell.
There's three. I like it. It's like Total Recall.
One of them is spazzy. It only has two.
What?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
The Whopper Factory fuck up.
Yeah.
I might not like these. These might be yours. But I'm the fucking winner.
Okay.
That's all that matters to you.
No.
The prize could be like this.
It's mine.
Fucking silica.
Give it to me.
Thing.
I want that silica. Cock and balls. Cock and ball game. Glory hole. Chode.
Oh, at the beginning of the show, you just list all the dirty words you can think of.
I know him. It's never going to be something clean.
Oh, he'll get you. It'll be like Clorox bleach.
Still sexual. Nice try.
I don't think I could say something that you wouldn't find sexual.
Yes, you can.
So we used to play this game on Kazaa.
Children.
Do you remember? We used to play this game on Kazaa, which was like an old downloading tool, and where we would try to write something in it and that wouldn't bring up porn, and it was impossible.
Really?
Yeah, you had to put one word or phrase in, and it could not bring up porn on Kazaa. And we would put like
macaroni.
Oh, definitely. We put Jesus in, and there was so much Jesus porn on Kazaa.
All right, I'm writing macaroni porn right now.
There's definitely macaroni porn.
This is clearly a note that I wrote when I was drunk.
Mac and cheese porn, 33 seconds.
That's all you need.
It's not porn though. It's just macaroni. It's just act. It's just, you know how food porn is food porn. It's just food porn. It's not actual porn.
Yeah, I think this is before that. This is a long time ago. So I'm sure this was before
Yeah, oh. See, that's not porn. No one's. That's not a dick. That's a ladle.
I could jack to it.
I just came. I'm good, guys. Give me a cigarette.
So this is clearly a note that I wrote when I was drunk. Not just the handwriting, but the sentence. They fixed celery.
Oh. What was wrong with it?
What?
I wrote, they fixed celery.
Like it's a scam? No.
Did they put peanut butter on it? Because that fixes celery.
No, I got this celery 2 days ago. And it said it was deluxe celery. And I'm like,
oh.
What the fuck are you talking about? Deluxe celery. And I just wanted celery and onion dip. And they didn't. And all they had was the pre-cut stuff, which is a ripoff, obviously. And the deluxe celery. So I get it home. It had none of that stringy shit. No stringy shit.
Oh, so it's just a different breed of celery. Like,
what about this is mac and cheese?
I didn't say that it had to be mac and cheese. I just said that you'd find porn if you searched mac and cheese. But that's all I said.
But I'm looking for mac and cheese porn.
That's the porn that came up.
Oh, my God.
That's some pretty good fucking.
Yeah, but none of it's mac and cheesy.
No.
You weren't there. You don't know.
They fixed celery. I was like all emotional about
it. You're crying.
Like crying into the celery. Yeah,
look how I wrote it.
Let me see. It's
extra got wide kerning. Although the letters are very far apart.
My handwriting.
I mean, I teach children, and I can read, so this isn't that bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're better than children.
I'm better than children.
It's you can put it on your
resume. Your mood is unpredictable. I could tell you that much.
Are you doing handwriting analysis?
Yeah, analysis.
My mood is unpredictable. Are you serious? I'm so fucking predictable in everything I do.
Yeah, I will say this. The drunk one is definitely like wider text than the rest of them.
They fixed celery.
How did they do that?
I don't know. There was no strings in it. No stringy shit.
Are you sure you were eating celery?
Now you know how rich people live. Everything they have is deluxe and there's just no strings in anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I made another note about it. Like when I remembered the other day, that was just
celery without
the strings, stringy shit.
Yeah, that one's written in your normal handwriting, yeah. Like the less, yeah.
Because I forgot that I wrote, they fixed celery.
But it was so important that we know.
Yeah,
I mean, it was really important.
If your food doesn't make you cry, why are you buying it?
Good point. They fixed celery.
Oh.
She put mustard on it.
Oh, no. So pussy sound like mac and cheese. Caution, okay. Extremely slippery. That's why this is mac and cheese porn. Apparently,
gross.
This stuff sounds like mac and cheese.
Hmm. Someone was not watching that porn in the way that it was intended.
Yeah, I don't
they're
understand.
Like, or is that person eating? Oh no, they're just having sex.
This is bullshit. Pornhub sucks. Ew. Oh. Oh God. I don't think it sounds like mac and cheese, but.
That's not good porn.
No. Ugh. If I'm going, ew, and God, it's not good porn.
We got 10 minutes left. Where can we find you, Catherine Dunn?
Tomorrow at 7 p.m., I will be doing Satanic Bingo at Bazaar. So please come. There will be burlesque and sideshow and bingo. Fun prizes.
Where is Bazaar?
Bazaar is 12 Jefferson. It's
Brooklyn. I'll be there.
Yeah, I know. Please come. It's in Bushwick. Between Broadway and I want to say Bushwick, but definitely off Broadway on Jefferson. So that's tomorrow. The next week, you can find me here at 3 p.m. Faceboy will be there and so will Dr.
What?
Kinsey. Yes, next week is my son of a bitch. For my storytelling show, done, son.
I thought Velocity was booked for that.
Yeah, both of you.
Oh, all right.
You and Velocity are going to be doing storytelling next Saturday at 3 p.m.
That's nice. Well, then we should book her
Let's talk shop on air.
Talk shop on air.
Yeah. let's do logistics. You can also email me for the show at rstarcene@gmail.com. And, I think that's all the important stuff. Also on Sunday, if you're not here, please go to Albino Why the Caged Bird Sings at the Creek in the Cave, Victor Varnado's one-man show. And then every Monday, the New York and the NYC talent show is at Footlight on Seneca. So it's 6 minutes to perform. And if you wanted a headline, please contact me or reach out to me and we can give you a headlining spot or an opening spot.
They pick celery.
They pick celery. There's no strings in it.
You guys, celery was broken. I had no idea celery was broken.
I want your. I want to try the celery.
Yeah, you're going to like it.
Where can we find you? Dr. Kinsey.
This week you can find me going to bed at 11 p.m. and turning on the AC to combat with my heater. that's my artistic goals for the week. Yeah.
You can find me at Dunsun. Whatever. Next week, you can also visit faceboy.com, which doesn't have the Art Star Scene Radio episodes right now.
But you can go on radiofreebrooklyn.com, right, and get the archives?
Yes. If you like what you're hearing, you can support the station by going to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. I usually do this right after the top 10 list, but I've been gone for 2 weeks.
And you're out of practice.
I actually think you're just too upset about celery. It's
celery. Do they put mustard on it?
They put mustard on it. She put mustard on it.
Why is she put mustard on it funnier?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Because it implies there's a third person.
there's some evil there's woman going around.
The first person's celery. The second person is you. And the third person's a mustard fiend.
Mustard fanatic.
I think mustard would be okay on celery.
No.
Wow. I am shocked.
That's
down.
What happens when you're a couple. You answer questions the same
How
way.
How dare you? Never.
You have to come over later.
No, I am not
you're
coming.
You're my boyfriend now. You have to.
I am going home and going to sleep.
You're the
and
worst.
Turning on my AC to combat. I'm competing the heat in my. I did it so it rhymed. No.
Do you have too much heat?
Yeah. Oh well, my room is so small that
yeah,
when they
too much heat.
Well, the buzzer on. My room is so small that if you turn the heat on the rest of the apartment, my room just heats like an oven because all the other.
But
rooms
what
are,
about a window?
I mean, I can take the AC out of my window, which I'm going to do.
Oh, you only
now.
Have one window.
Yes,
I see.
Window.
All right.
And I'm going to take the AC out of my window. It's very heavy because it's designed for a giant room. So like my room gets like in the summer, my room turns into a fridge like that. But
nice.
Yep, I will. It'll definitely be on. We'll be on fan because it's cold as crap outside, but it'll be on.
Why?
What do you mean?
Why do you leave it on?
Because my heater is gonna. If it's not, my room will be like 90 degrees.
That sounds perfect.
unlike you, I am
kind
a human.
Of a, you're sort of a freak. You understand that?
No, my roommate's crazier than I am. He doesn't even want an AC in the summer.
Yeah, well,
he likes the heat more than I do.
Yeah. Both of you should die in a fire.
Maybe we will.
You'll enjoy the whole time.
We would.
Like, ooh, this is nice as you sizzle and burn.
It's so nice. Oh,
did you get the thing I sent you? I messaged you.
Is it a picture of Stormy?
No.
Is it
an article?
Is it an article about Stormy?
No.
Is it a Huffington Post article about Stormy?
It's a Huffington Post article and it is not about Stormy.
I mean,
swear bear. People think there's a hidden F-bomb in Paddington Christmas ad.
Oh,
okay. So there are two videos. One of them is like the whole ad, but if you scroll down, it's just the part where I'm pretty sure the Santa character says, "Fuck you, little bear."
I'm trying to find it.
Sometimes I think that they don't focus test any products.
Is it just this? Let's see. We'll find out.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Claus. Oh, fuck you, little bear.
Whoa. Mr.
Claus. Oh, fuck you, little bear.
That is the...
Merry Christmas, Mr. Claus. Oh, fuck you, little bear.
Imagine if every time you attempted to say thank you, you said fuck you.
Like, I do.
Like if you have
now,
a very...
Do you do
fuck
hear
you,
fuck you, little
bear,
because I put that in your head?
No, I think it sounds like it. Honestly, that was, it's so close. It's like, if you're crying and saying thank you, it sounds like you're saying fuck you.
Fuck you, little bear.
Thank you. Fuck you. Like, what the hell?
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so touched. Fuck you, bear.
That was important ass news.
That was important.
Yeah, that is the most important thing we've talked about today.
Yeah. And my blowjob.
And that I fixed.
Okay, 5 minutes left. Here's the stuff we haven't gotten to. Tell me if you're interested.
93-year-old elected mayor. This is right in Monmouth County.
God damn it, it's about time!
I've got some ideas. Mm.
They fixed celery.
I think that one has
talk about that.
I think that one has a lot to do with the last one.
We need to fix celery in this town.
As mayor, I'm gonna fix celery. I want to eat it again, and
it's
I can't.
It's too stringy.
So we're gonna take the strings out of the celery.
Canadian geese poop up to 2 pounds a day.
That's not news.
That's the whole thing.
That is not news. Everyone knows that.
Everybody know that.
Yeah.
Cocaine calls falls from hat from a guy in court on a drug charge.
Yes. Yes.
We don't. That story
Hero.
Sells itself.
Sir, will you remove your hat? Okay. Oh,
fucking
shit.
Hero. Wow. How much?
Like a paper. It sounded like about a gram.
Oh my God.
What an idiot.
What a fucking hero. Did he get off?
Probably not.
Did they add that to the list?
Yeah. Yeah. He got arrested again.
Oh my God. Why is there not video charge of that moment?
I'm sure there is, but it belongs to the cops.
Yeah, but you're not allowed video in court, right?
No, they take video in court. You're not allowed to take video in court, but they have videos of the courtroom that is.
Then why do they have court artists?
Because the people that take the video is just for like security purposes. You're not allowed to release it to the public.
Mm.
So they have to have people take like drawings of it.
Hero.
Recently released from prison, O.J. Simpson was drunk and barred from a hotel.
Shocking.
You know, that guy, impulse control.
Yeah, well, clearly none.
I am 30 years older than Craigslist.
Huh.
I'm younger than Craigslist.
I have no idea my age compared to Craigslist.
How old is Craigslist?
I'm older than the internet, I'm older than Craigslist. So,
well, I'm 52.
So I'm just a little bit younger than Craigslist.
Oh,
you I'm about could, the age of Craigslist.
You could date Craig.
We're the same age. He's real weird, though.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of skeletons in his closet.
He's got a lot of choices he should not have made.
Yeah.
Anthony Weiner wants prison pen pals. ... Face girl.
Okay.
Do you want dick pics?
Did you see my face light up before you said ... face girl?
I knew it had to be you.
She both loved that and felt a little bit embarrassed. She was like, okay, I'll do that.
No, I just, why do I have to write? Can't I just text him? Does he really want pen pals?
Yeah.
Is there an address?
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, we got to write him every week and see what happens.
Oh, you're going to get so many inappropriate
wiener mail.
He's going to be like, I have nothing to
ding,
take
ding,
a picture.
Ding, 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 wiener mail.
Yeah, we'll have like a great section of wiener mail.
He can't like take inappropriate pictures because he's got no camera.
So
he's going
like,
to have to draw
his penis. Oh my God, that's what they had to do before there were cameras.
Yeah, yeah, they had the pen and ink and like a feather drawing your. This is a trace of my penis just for you, Lydia.
When I see you, I shall smash.
Thank you, face girl.
Thank you, face boy.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, face boy.
Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn, Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. Please remember to give to Planned Parenthood if you can. Give to the ACLU. They need you. Give to the Red Cross. Get involved. If you see something, do something. Not say something. Do something.
I have something very important to tell you.
Really? Is it like a lifesaver?
Yes. And if you don't know this, you could die.
All right, go ahead.
So, just remember, the next time you take any